Arthur Renowitzki. He was only 20 years old when he was shot outside of a nightclub in San Francisco. Doctors told him then that he would be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. For Arthur, that was quickly followed by a deep depression. But with the help of his family, he found his life's purpose. He created the Life Goes On Foundation, which brings awareness to spinal cord injuries and gun violence. In his own words, Arthur tells us his story.
When I was 20 years old, my injury happened to me. It was a Friday. I was feeling pretty good. And a couple of my friends who I go to school with wanted to go out to San Francisco across the bay to a nightclub called City Nights. It was an 18 and over nightclub. And around 1:30 a.m., the club was getting ready to let out. And my friends were still in there, you know, still in the club. So I told them I would wait outside and I was going to get some fresh air. So as I walked outside the nightclub, I never thought that would be my last time actually walking again. Everything happened so fast. I was walking towards the car and out of nowhere, a guy ran up. The guy looked very young, under 20, so my age or younger, ran up, shot me, took my wallet, and ran off. And the bullet went through my chest, went through both of my lungs. Still lodged inside of my body to this day, kind of walled off inside of me. And once I got to the hospital, my mom and my brother Anthony got there just before I went into surgery. They got there just in the right time, and my mom came up to me in tears and, you know, had the look on her face I never want to see ever again, but was in tears and said a small prayer for me, says, "I love you, son. God is with you." And that's the last thing I remember. I slipped into a coma that day, December 2nd. I was in a coma for almost a month, about three and a half weeks. It was like a constant nightmare that just kept replaying over and over again. It was just the guy, you know, shooting me. So it was like, it was really crazy to go through that experience. My family told me when I was in a coma that they had a strap me down at a point where, because I had tubes and I had, you know, IVs in my neck and my arms, and I was in this nightmare, and I was trying to rip them out, I guess. When I woke up, it was like being born all over again, just at the age of 20. You know, I saw Get Well Soon balloons, Get Well Soon cars, and then the doctor came in and sat down next to me and gave me some news that I would never forget. Told me pretty much that I would never walk again. First thing I tried to do once he walked out of my hospital room was to walk, to move my legs and walk out of that hospital door. But, you know, reality was that I couldn't even move my legs, my toes, nothing. And that's where it really hit me that, okay, well, I'm really paralyzed. I had these whys, you know, why did this have to happen to me? Why did that guy have to choose to shoot me? You know, why did the bullet end up hitting my spine and paralyzing me? And I had thoughts that where I wish that bullet would have killed me that night, or I didn't make it through the month of a coma. I have to have inspirational, positive thoughts in my head. You know, I wake up and I look to the left of me and I see my wheelchair every morning. Every single morning. And on the side of my wheelchair, it says Life Goes On. And the reason why I put that on my chair is because I choose to look at it a positive way, because my chair shows me that I have a second chance at life and I have to make the most of it. The first time I actually got into the exoskeleton suit and walked in, there was just had to concentrate on doing the best that I could. I have a T3 spinal cord injury, so what this exoskeleton allows me to do is it takes about 5 minutes to get in, to get all strapped in. Once I'm in it, I control it with the watch and I tell it when to stand, when to take steps, and when to sit down. So it's an amazing piece of device that helps me to get back on my feet again and be eye level with the world again. That first day, I took almost 100 steps. I didn't want to stop. I wanted to keep going because I missed that feeling. So it was quite a day that I'll never forget. I do think about it, you know, if I'm on the news or sharing my story at a local high school or juvenile hall, YMCA, or, you know, I think about it all the time. If he's heard my story, or since he was never caught, it kind of is motivation for me to show him that what he did, it didn't get the best of me that night, and it only made me stronger.
Our thanks to Arthur Renowitzki. Obviously, it's easier said than done to look on the bright side. In fact, if you're going through a hard time and someone tells you to turn lemons into lemonade, you might just roll your eyes at them. But there is something to that old saying, and to one of my favorites from Mexico, which is, no hay mal que por bien no venga. There is no bad from which good cannot come. Because sometimes surviving the hardest times of our lives leads to the best times, if for no other reason than for the fact that we survived those tough times and we know that we made it through to the other side.